Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Charlie Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pete Rose. Batting second. The third baseman, Chico Ruiz. Batting third. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Quinn. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. And now, play ball. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cardenas. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Gonder moves to third. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Coleman. Gonder scores. Thomas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 1, Reds, 1. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Mel Queen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Queen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards third. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Queen moves to second. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to third. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt bunts towards the mound. Perky fields it and throws to first for the out. Cranepool scores. Elliott moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, Mets. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Perky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perky strikes out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 1 in the game. Rose is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruiz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Ruiz reaches second base with a double. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Queen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cannell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. One out. Mel Queen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Queen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Queen hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harper. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman scoops it up and throws to first, with Perkey covering, for the out. Cranepool moves to third. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Cranepool scores. It's 3-1, Mets. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas misplays the ball. That's an error on Cardenas. Hunt scores. Altman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Mets. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ruiz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Bob Perkey. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-2 in the game. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Smith. Chico Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ruiz bunts towards the mound. Fisher catches it and throws to first to double up Rose. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Billy McCool now pitching. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cannell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cannell moves to second. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisher bunts towards the mound. McCool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards first. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Larry Elliott. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCool fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing center field. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Mel Queen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Queen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Queen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Queen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Altman tags and scores. Gonder tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-1, Mets. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field. Queen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a pop-up towards third. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenas takes first base on ball 4. Harper moves to second. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Billy McCool. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Mets. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-3 in the game. Rose hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ruiz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Locke now pitching. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 4. The Mets will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke bunts towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards third. Ruiz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas misplays the ball. That's an error on Cardenas. Smith moves to third. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rose scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Darren Johnson pinch hits for Gordy Coleman. Ed Botton now pitching. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mel Queen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Queen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Queen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Queen moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Edwards moves to second. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Edwards moves to third. Harper moves to second. Hal Smith pinch hits for Al Worthington. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Harper scores. Cardenas moves to second. It's 6-5, Reds. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Joe Nuxhall pinch runs for Hal Smith. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-4 in the game. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Cardenas moves to third. Nuxhall moves to second. Chico Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Ruiz hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Smith fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Darren Johnson now playing first base. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Henry covering, for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gonder strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive towards short. Cardenas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.